Welcome to the Send Network Podcast, a resource for pastors, planters, and everyday missionaries looking to multiply new churches in places of great need. And now your hosts, Jeff Christofferson and Tim Wheat.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Send Network Podcast. I'm Tim Wheat, and I'm joined again today with my co-host, Jeff Christofferson. Jeff, why don't you say a word or two?
Hey, how's it going? We're excited about what we're about to talk about, or who we're about to talk about, with Micah Milliken.
Micah, man, great to have you with us today and look forward to our conversation. And so, hey, Jeff, why don't you just kind of do a little intro and we'll get into talking through just an incredible topic subject that a lot of folks are going to be interested in.
All right, sure. So at the Send Network, we have three values that really drive where we're going as a network. And those are brotherhood, multiplication, and kingdom. And when we talk about those three, we begin to realize that if we're going to hit brotherhood hard, we're going to have a ministry that really cares for church planters and their spouses, and also kind of networks them together to care for one another. And so with us, we have Micah Milliken, who is our Director of Planter and Spouse Care. And so, Micah, welcome.
Hey, glad to be here, guys.
Hey, Micah, just to kind of give people a little background, tell us a little bit of who you are, where you're from, how long you've been with the North American Mission Board, and then specifically kind of what you oversee.
Yeah, sure. So I've been here with the North American Mission Board for coming up on 6 years next month. It's crazy to think about that, but I've loved the time that I've been able to serve here on staff, hanging out with Kevin Azell and Jeff Christofferson, Tim Wheat and the team.
It's fun to watch you grow up.
I do appreciate that.
That's right.
I do appreciate that. So prior to serving here at the North American Mission Board, I've served on staff at a couple different churches. Home for me would be Louisville, Kentucky. Went to the University of Kentucky, so I'm a big Kentucky Wildcat fan, at least during basketball season, not so much football. Went to Southern Seminary, where I got my MDiv there, and man, just honored to be able to use all those collective experiences here with the NAM family.
Yeah, Micah, it's so great to have you again on the team and what you do for the team. And in fact, you were one of the maybe early folks a part of our team with what you were doing, which shows really how critical your particular focus is. And so, again, just to get folks interested in or aware of that topic, tell us what you're doing.
Sure. Yeah. So when I started 6 years ago, it was shortly after Kevin became the president of NAM, and there was a lot of different transitions. And one of the things that
tell everybody how he asked you and when he asked you.
Yeah. That's a good story. So it was actually on Christmas morning. I was spending time with my wife and our in-laws in Taylor, Texas, and we were opening presents. And I noticed that my phone was ringing, and it was Kevin Azell. And so I thought, well, let's go ahead and just slip out and answer this real quick and answer the phone. And
you'd had a previous relationship with Kevin.
So Kevin was my pastor ever since my freshman year of high school. So he's always been a spiritual hero for me. And so he calls, I answer. That's one of the phone calls I always answer in addition to my wife. So he called and I stepped outside and answered the phone and said, hey, Pastor Kevin, how are you, sir? And he goes, hey, man, you're not doing anything, are you? And I'm like, well, other than like Christmas morning with my family opening presents, nothing at all. What are you doing?
Right.
Why are you working today? So he began to talk about just the changes at NAM and how there's a refined focus on church planting, and knowing that that was going to be the leading strategy for NAM. He said, we've got to do everything we can to undergird this strategy with a ministry of care to our planters, because we're more focused on the health of a planter than we are in just the number of churches being planted. And so he just began to talk a little bit about that. I remember my wife came outside, looked at me with arms up in the air, like, what are you doing? It's Christmas morning and you're not in there. And I just whispered to her, it's Kevin Azell.
He's calling you to talk about caring for planters, but he's taking you away from your family.
Caring for my family, yeah. It may be a conflict
there.
But I just whispered to my wife, hey, it's Kevin Azell. And she knew that Kevin had just recently joined the North American Mission Board. And I think at that point she said, well, I guess we're going to be moving again. And so I probably would have come and been a janitor for him if he'd asked me so. But he asked me to come lead out and helping out with caring for our planters. pastors and their families.
And just parenthetically, this has been exciting for me to watch this ministry as Micah really resurrected an idea. It was just an idea, not resurrected. There was no idea. And built one, started with just getting to know some planters and then just continued. How many planters right now and spouses do you minister to?
Yeah, so we come alongside planters who are in that range of 0 to 5 years. And so right now we're cultivating relationships with around 2,700 church planters and their families. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
I think about, and again, we're going to unpack more of what you do and even the why behind what you do But two thoughts already is how intentional and strategic it was after Kevin assumes leadership, how he saw this as such a need and an opportunity for us to come alongside of planters, made it like one of his first critical moves or hires for somebody to focus in on that. But I also think about my particular church planting journey. And how, church planting is challenging and hard, and you try to find a few other folks to come around you and do this. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of days of wonder, of even some loneliness, of some like fear and anxiety, like, oh my goodness. And to have some folks who would have been a part of a ministry of serving just to make sure I'm okay would have made a huge difference in my church planting journey.
Yeah.
And I know that's really what the focus of your team is about.
You probably might have turned out normal with
that. I might have.
That's right. That's great.
I could have saved a lot of counseling bills later on.
That's right. Now, we've one of the things that we've just noticed over the past 5-6 years is that church planters very much serve on the front lines of ministry. And when they're on the front lines, they experience a myriad of struggles that are unique to that particular calling. And so you mentioned some of those, that isolation, the loneliness, the discouragement, the unrealistic and unmet expectations, the partners saying, we're going to be in there with you till the end, and then leaving 6 months to go back home to spend time with their family members that are closer. So it's just, they are faced with just an onslaught of struggles. And just historically, I think what we found is that NAM, to a degree, had abdicated a responsibility to care for those that were being sent out. And I remember when I first stepped in the office, quite honestly, I had no idea what I was doing. So I was kind of like, I'm not sure why Kevin hired me, but I guess he trusted me. And so I remember stepping in my office thinking, I'm not sure what to do or how to tackle this. So I said, I'm just going to start calling church planters. Mm. And so I called one of our church planters who was serving in the Northeast at the time. And when I called, I introduced myself. Hey, my name is Micah Milliken. I work with the North American Mission Board. And he interrupted me and said, is something wrong?
Wow.
And I was like, I don't think so, unless you know something that I don't. And he goes, well, anytime I get a phone call from NAM, it's because something's wrong. In fact, I haven't had a phone call from NAM in over a couple years. And I just thought, well, that's going to change, and that's not how it should be. It should never be like that. And so I think just over the course of the past 6 years, we've just tried to elevate the church planter as the hero. And so everything that we can do to know that hero, to cultivate a relationship with him and his family, to bless them with things that they actually want, not things that we think that they want, and then to equip them for life and ministry. We've made that the aim of our ministry.
So, what you said, again, just reminds me there was a day, and a day long ago when I planted, that when I got a call from either, the state convention or the national convention, NAM itself, it was for something that they needed from me.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the reason that question, what's wrong? Like, oh, what didn't I do? Or what did I miss? Or something like that. And we really have worked hard at changing the narrative to being not what we need from you, but what can we do for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've been such a strategic part of that.
So in a year of the life of a planter, you don't have a big team. You have your team is lean.
Yeah.
And yet you make incredible connections personally with 3,000 planters. Mm-hmm. So what would a planter expect?
Sure. That's a great question. So when a church planter goes through pre-assessment and the SIN network, you know, assessment, you know, retreat, and they go through that and they get the green light or they're, hey, move forward. You know, that's really when our ministry steps in once they become a NAM-endorsed missionary. And right. So we step in at that point. So from the very moment they become endorsed, I mean, we are personal phone call right away. Personal phone call. Hey, here's who we are. Man, we love what you're doing. We're for you. We're going to walk with you for the next 5 years. Man, how can we begin praying for you and your family as you're making this transition to fulfill God's calling on your life? So the phone calls, the handwritten notes that our team writes day in and day out. So one of the goals that we have just this year for the 2,600, 2,700 missionaries that are part of the SEND network is we have the goal to make 30,000 personal contacts. Now, wow. those contacts, it's not like we're blasting a big email to everybody. Right. Count them up, boys. You know, that's not what it is. It's every day, every week, every team member has a goal of 75 personal contacts a week. So that's handwritten notes to encourage them. That's personal phone calls. That's text messages to check on them when we've heard that, man, they just had a baby that was born, or maybe there's an individual in their family that's struggling. And so we're able to provide a very high level of touch to our planters. And the reason why I think that is so huge is because what is expected typically of a national organization, it would be, you don't know me. You don't know my family. Mm-hmm. You have no idea what's going on in my life. Maybe locally, hopefully locally, but absolutely at the national level, there's no expectations. And so we're really trying to change the narrative there to communicate, hey, no, we know who you are. We know your spouse. We know your kids. We know your birthdays, your anniversaries. Like, we know your story, and we'll do everything we can to encourage you along the way.
And as a result of that, often you're hearing from the planter because it rains sometimes on our, and it, you know, we go through seasons of tragedy, and you're often one of the first phone calls that are made, and they get to be a first responder in a sense to serving that planter.
Yeah. I mean, before I walked into this time with you guys in this podcast, I was just texting with, one of our planters who's in Minneapolis, and, 2 weeks ago, his father-in-law had an aneurysm, and that led to a significant stroke, and he's on death's bed right now, and his father-in-law is not yet a believer. We pray in these final moments that he does come to know Christ, but I told our planter there, you send us every bill and receipt from any travel, any lodging, any meals, and we're going to take care of you. And so we were just processing and checking up on him each day. And I just got a text from him, hey man, if you do still mean that, where do I send these receipts to? And I was like, gave him the address and sent it to him. And we're gonna take care of him because that happens. In fact, we were just in Dallas. One more quick story. We were in Dallas this past week for the SEND conference, and we're talking to one of our planters out west, a guy named Keith, and his daughter was just recently diagnosed with epilepsy. And I remember getting his newsletter that came to us talking about how she was having blue spells and passing out. And he felt like he was losing his daughter. And I know what that feels like because my son, Daniel, when he was born, had some complications. And I remember holding him in my arms when he was having a blue spell and foaming at the mouth. And I had no idea what to do as a young parent in ministry. Like, how I feel like my child, what do I do here? And so I felt what he was feeling. In fact, one of our team, one of our values is compassion. And I think compassion is just the ability to, the God-given ability, the grace-driven ability to step into another person's shoes and to feel what they feel. And in that moment, I knew what he was feeling. I saw him at the SEND conference in Dallas and went up and gave him a hug. And I said, I know how discouraging it can be, and especially when your kids walk through struggles. And so we just began to talk about combined experiences. And he knows that we're going to help him out and take care of medical expenses and stuff like that.
You know, I mean, it's just what a gift that your team or that we as a part of North American Mission Board are able to provide for these planters out there. And it was fun last week and some of the other conferences. I know that this is not about you.
No,
at all, because we know your personality and you really serve with a humility in your role here. But it is fun to see these guys from all over North America. I mean, we're talking, you know, Canada to from all the way from Vancouver down to Miami, or these guys at certain conferences or certain gatherings, they are known. They know who you are. They know who we are. We all try to work hard at relationships. Mm-hmm. And it's such a different day than in times past. And that has served them well. And I think provided that motivation and that inspiration and that encouragement to them mm-hmm. to know that they are part of something bigger.
Yeah,
and
that's
so,
right.
It's nice to be known for care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't get as many frustrated emails as you guys might get. So most of my emails are emails of appreciation.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Well, that's great. Now, recently, there's been a new team member added to your team. So let's talk about that a little bit. Tell us what's going on with
that. That's right. So previously, the ministry we oversee was called the Planter Care Ministry. It was always to the family. One of the things we're really excited about is just this past week, Kathy Litton, who was serving as NAM's consultant to ministry wives, she had a very, very large mm-hmm. Just population group of people mm-hmm. to minister to and care to, which she did an incredible job. I'm thankful that NAM decided to really kind of focus in her assignment to just the spouses of church planters. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard that that was going to take place, I said, well, hey, can she come on our team and she can be my boss? Because our whole team loves Kathy Litton mm-hmm. and she has just been a dear friend partner in ministry. She is a one of a kind and has a real heart for spouses. And so she just joined our team and I think Planter Care is going to go to 2.0 with her involvement because her perspective in keeping the spouse in mind at all times is going to help us provide a new lens through which we see through. Mm-hmm. And anything you do for spouses that we've noticed is like double the impact, mm-hmm. you know, because when mama's happy, everybody's happy. But when mama's struggling, man, it's tough. And so she's going to step on our team and really help us rethink what we do to provide the best level of care for our planters and their spouses and families.
Well, that's incredible. One of the things that Kathy brings to that from her experience is she has been a planter's mm-hmm. wife mm-hmm. And then planted churches out of their church. And so she's got a lot to bring.
That's cool. And I haven't done either of those. So
you've never
so
been a planter's wife.
Yeah, I've never been a planter's wife. And that's good. So she's going to bring a level of expertise that right. I just can't provide. So I'm thankful.
and you know, again, just that emphasis, it's one thing to add a team member, but we've even shifted how your team is kind of like your official title of your team to elevate that. It's no longer just planter care, but it's planter and spouse care ministry. Mm-hmm. And we're saying or trying to make a very strong statement that both are critical mm-hmm. in this church planting journey. Mm-hmm. And you're right. She's going to be a great asset and support to caring for the families. Hey, it may go without saying, but I want to say it anyway or ask you. So we talked a lot about the what you do, the touches and the different experiences and what Kathy's doing. But why is this so critical?
I think it's so critical because they're missionaries. Mm. And, you know, I think Scripture talks about the importance of encouraging one another daily, lest your heart grow hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And when they move or they even transitioned into that planting role, all the forces of hell are against what they're doing. Hmm. I mean, there is nothing that Satan wants more than to stop the spread of the gospel. And Satan has influence in all of our cities, and many are under his just oppression. And so when someone comes in with the light of the gospel, he is going to do everything he can to discourage, to isolate, to frustrate, to deceive. And so that's why I think the planter and spouse care ministry is so important, because mm-hmm. they need to be encouraged as they serve oftentimes in the valleys mm-hmm. of ministry. And so when they get a handwritten note that just reminds them what you're doing is important and we appreciate you, that might provide just a little bit of light, a little bit of encouragement to keep them going. And I'll say this, this past week, there was a church planter's spouse who we had a dinner that we hosted for all of our planters that were at the Send conference. And she came up and she sat down next to me and she said, "You don't know who I am, but let me just talk to you for a second." And I said, "Okay, I'll listen to you. Whatever you say, man, please just don't hurt me." She said, "I'm serving out West. And you probably don't hear this enough, but what you and your team do throughout the week is a game changer for me and a game changer for my family. There isn't a month that goes by that we don't come to the mailbox to receive a brown letter with the Send Network logo on it with a note of encouragement or a box on my front doorstep that's addressed to me, not my husband, and that's huge. And there's a gift card in there for me with a reminder that I'm not allowed to use it for diapers or groceries or anything else. Just the customization of care has what we say has breathed vitality into my life." And so I think that's one of the huge reasons, because front lines are very dark.
Oh, that's right.
And so we want to provide that encouragement.
I think Tim and I both have, having planted churches before, have a pretty clear understanding that you described it accurately, that when that church is being started, it's just a tender shoot. Mm-hmm. And Satan knows that if he can stomp that thing out now, he's going to have a lot less trouble in the future. Mm-hmm. And so there, those first few years of a church plant are so, so critical. And, and so any aid that we can help in that battle is so appreciated by those planters.
And I think even beyond, just so the less people think that the ministry is just housed here in Atlanta, it's definitely not. Mm-hmm. We recognize there's only so much we can do from a distance. Mm-hmm. And so we've put together Send City care teams in each of the 32 cities. And so they're the boots on the ground, and they become channels by which we direct blessings through. Mm-hmm. And so we talked
about— That's the brotherhood piece.
That is the brotherhood piece. And so isolation, that is the danger in church planting. So the more that they can be together with each other, just as we tell people in our churches, don't be isolated, grow in community. So we do events for our planters and spouses and just spouses and the families. In fact, we've got a Send Atlanta event where we're taking all the families to the Georgia Aquarium, and we're paying for all of it so the kids can play with each other and the spouses can hang with each other, and individuals who are in the same context of life and ministry can share struggles and share victories, and they can walk through the good, the bad, and the ugly of life of church planting together. We think that's huge. So it goes beyond just handwritten notes and gifts in the mail and anniversaries and birthdays to very, very customized care in the city for our guys.
And the win is when it gets beyond the organized things that we provide to where it's organic and they naturally in the city are gathering together for similar kinds of
things. It absolutely is. Yeah. And those events and things we do are just to tee the ball up for future conversations. Right. And I think that provides them the context to meet, to hang out, and then to go, "Oh, hey, me too. I struggle with that as well. Hey, let's spend some time grabbing coffee, or let's preach for each other, or let's pray for each other's churches." I mean, I just think that's when it really begins to get pretty neat.
Because if the facade can go away in the life of a planter where everything's great, everything's good, to let's be honest, it's tough, then there's real transformation that happens in them and in their church and in that city. And so, yeah, it's great.
Exactly right.
You know, Mike, as you're describing you know, what takes place and how we're trying to serve these planting couples, their families. I just want to say our audience primarily is going to be church planting, church planters, but there's probably some church members or some pastors that are listening to this. And it's a couple of thoughts that come to mind. And one, if you're a church planter and you are in that sense of isolation or maybe disconnecting, that's where we're talking about this to say, hey, there's a family, there's a brotherhood, there's some people who would love to come around and undergird and strengthen you. So great encouragement to them. But I think about we're part of a denomination of churches, a family of churches, much larger than just that city or that local area. And I'm so thankful for the support that we get through the cooperative program, our particular system of support, or the Annie Armstrong offering that's taken up in our Baptist churches every year. And those resources are the resources that provide you with the ability to bless a broader group of people that they will never know this side of heaven.
Yep.
And I'm just so thankful that we, again, are part of a bigger family of folks that care that way. So.
Yeah. Southern Baptists love church planters. They love their missionaries. And when they give, they can give with great confidence in knowing that the resources are stewarded well and directed to missionaries and their families. And so we're just, man, every day indebted to what we have and the faithfulness of those that have gone before and the faithfulness of those that are doing it right now. So you're absolutely right.
So, Micah, maybe as we wrap this up, you have a church planter, you have an audience that's listening to you. If you had one message to say to a church planter, what would you say right now?
I think I would say, remember that your identity is fully and finally in Christ, not in the performance of your church plant. And just remember that, because when you find your identity in what you do, then there is going to be an ebb and flow with your confidence every day that you wake up. One Sunday, you're going to have your greatest peak moment in the service, and someone's going to get saved and they're going to get baptized. And then you're going to have the valley the very next moment when the school says you can't meet here over the summer. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just like you can have your highest high and your lowest low in church planting on the very same day. So make sure that your identity is fully finally grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ, because you are loved, you are cared for, you're accepted and appreciated based upon what He's done for you, not on what you do for Him.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great
word. That's a great word for all of us, for sure. Again, with this particular topic, as we wrap this up, is there a website? Is there a place? If somebody's saying, hey, I want to find out a little bit more or help me understand how to connect with this.
Sure. Where do we send them? They can go to nam.net and click on the Send Network page. And there's a header called Care where they can go and check out. And that'll explain a little bit more. They can always send me an email at mmilliken@nam.net and love to talk with them there. First place would be check out the website.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great. Well, I'm thankful for you, Micah, and just your leadership, tremendous person that you are. I'm thankful that a phone call that happened on a Christmas day was actually a gift for thousands and thousands of planters in the years to come. So appreciate you, appreciate this conversation, and we'll look forward to what's ahead as we try to serve planters and advance the kingdom. So thanks for being here today.
Appreciate it, guys.
You have been listening to the Send Network Podcast, a resource of the North American Mission Board. For more information about today's podcast and other resources to assist you with joining the mission of God, check out namb.net/send-network or email sendnetwork@namb.net.